Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Jay from the Church of Brotherly Love, and this is, I'm doing a Bible study today in 1 John 2, and I'm glad that you could join me today. If you would like, you can pause this program and get a King James Version Bible and read along with me. So, we'll go ahead and start. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. So John's writing this letter, letting us know that we do not have to sin. We do not have to be selfish and self-centered human beings that tread on other people. But if we do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. And he makes payments for our sins, but not only for our sins, for the sins of other people around us. See, it's not all about us and our sin, and Jesus shed blood for our sin. It's about the other people around us and the shed blood for their sin. We know him if we keep his commandment, and his commandment is to love one another. If we don't love one another, if we don't have forgiveness for one another, if we don't see Jesus Christ as the solution for one another, if we're not living in that truth, we're living in a lie. 1 John 2:5. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know him, know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write you no new commandment, but an old commandment which ye have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. So the love that God is working in us is being perfected. And if we say that we abide in him, we should have love for one another. It's not a new commandment. It's the commandment that we heard from the beginning, from Jesus Christ. And now he gives us a new commandment. John does. He says, the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He says, do not hate your brother, because if you hate your brother, you walk in darkness. And he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. So, yeah, we're going to sin. But it's not going to be habitual. He that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning, that's Jesus Christ. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. So you have your mature in Christ. You have your elderly wise, your mature, and your babes in Christ. This is how John is divided, body of Christ. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. So the world system is what we are not to love. The civilization that we face, that is governed by Satan. Okay, over to verse 17 now. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. As little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So what we're talking about here is people that are saying that what John's talking about here is people that are saying that they're Christian, but they don't have any repentance. No repentance. So they lie to themselves, and they continue on in darkness. They might attend church on Sunday. They might say Christian. They might even engage in praise and worship songs. But the rest of their lifestyle is walking in darkness, and those are not real Christians. At least they're not practicing Christians, at the very least. Verse 20, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. An unction is a touch. I have not written unto you because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Now, it's not just talking about lip service. If you deny Christ in your walk, you are an Antichrist. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If thou which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. We're talking about continuance here. Continuance of a lifestyle of love, of a repentance from darkness, and the walking in the light. And of course, that can only come through the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus took that darkness upon himself and put it to death so that we can be free. When I was had my bout with a very severe illness and near death, my meditation and my communication with the Lord for a good strong 15 days while I was in the hospital for 30 days was to seeing my sickness, my illness on the cross of Christ. And in seeing me being well through that act of Jesus Christ bearing my sickness upon him. And I believe that's why I'm still alive today. Okay. Verse 23. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall all also shall continue in the Son and the Father. And what they're talking about heard in the beginning is the words of Jesus Christ. And also the prophecies of Jesus Christ. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things I have written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Now, the whole reason why he's writing this is to bring out the truth. There are people that are seducing individuals in the church into darkness. But the anointing ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. So we have the Holy Spirit pointing out things to us, guiding us in our walk. And now, little children, abide in him, and when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. That's pretty cut and dry. Christians that are walking in the light, there are so-called Christians that are walking in darkness. And there is forgiveness through Jesus Christ, and we are able to do what is right. Thank you for attending the study today. May God bless you. Until next time, this is Jay, Church of Brotherly Love. God bless you.